This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. This podcast is entitled Stop Negotiating with Evil. This is Mike Adams, Health Ranger here, and in a previous podcast, I talked about the three categories of individuals that you will encounter in this spiritual war. The first type of individual is the real human with a soul, with a spirit, with a sense of compassion, because they have a sense of self-awareness and they believe in divinity because they sense it themselves. The second class of individual is what I'm calling a soul defect at birth. They are biological bags that are born without souls, and they're programmed then by society around them to regurgitate whatever they're told. I mean, they're indoctrinated by the school system, they're indoctrinated by their peers, by the media, the fake news, and so on, but they don't have a soul. And these individuals tend to be atheists because they don't have any direct experience of having a soul or having a sense of self-awareness. And many of these people can be very easily wrapped up in evil, even though they themselves are not evil because they don't have intent. They're simply biological robots. They're programmed life forms, is what you might really call them, programmed life forms. And the third category is human bodies that are, in fact, occupied by demonic or satanic forces or evil souls, in other words. So they pretend to be human, but they're actually demons in human form. And their goal is to commit evil, to take away your liberties, to take away life, to murder as many babies as possible, murder as many humans as possible, to depopulate the planet of human beings, and to cause chaos and destruction in every imaginable way. So, when you're encountering these three types of individuals, it's crucial to understand that there's no point in negotiating with or appeasing the soulless, programmable life forms or the demonically possessed human bags. In other words, the only people that are worth negotiating with are real humans who have actual souls. I hope that makes sense. Too many times people in society today, you know, good people, people who have souls, who are trying to defend life and liberty and free will and free choice and free speech and freedom to think and so on, they're always trying to appease the other two groups of people who are evil, who are demonically possessed in one case, and who are opposed to life and liberty and abundance and so on. Why would you try to appease those people? Why would you even try to negotiate with those people? Why would you try to compromise with them? The answer is not compromise. The answer is to defeat them. Defeat them. So much of the political left that's in office today, not all of them, but many of them are, of course, seething with demonic evil. The level of demonic worship and Satan worship throughout the left-wing operatives in America today would stun you. It's quite astonishing if you think about it. This is why you find, for example, many of the protesters who are pro-abortion also happen to be Satan worshipers. It's a very common thing. You look at a lot of left-wing power-hungry individuals like Bill Clinton and so on, into a lot of sexual exploitation and rape. There's a lot of those individuals who are into child sex trafficking. They're into, child rape, human trafficking in general, and a lot of evil, evil things. That's not a coincidence. I'm not saying that people on the right aren't from time to time steeped in that kind of activity, but you find it very frequently among Democrats in positions of high power. It's not worth negotiating with these people. It's not worth trying to compromise with them. You must simply defeat them. And so, under our current system, which is pretending to be a democracy, you have a vote that you're told actually counts, even though you're being outvoted by illegal aliens in California and Arizona and other places. But you're told you have a vote that counts. So for the moment, you should, of course, use that vote. You should exercise this political power that you have at the voting booth in order to defeat evil. Now, in previous societies, as there may be in the near future, you will see a breakdown of social order, and peaceful elections will no longer apply, probably, in which case you will have to defend yourself from a sense of self-defense against evil. There are evil individuals, there are demonically possessed individuals, and they will try to destroy you if you are a good person. That's their goal. It's their mission on this planet, is to destroy good and to commit murder and destruction and destroy life as much as possible. So you may have to defend yourself against them in a very deliberate way. Now, the Catholic Pope, I believe, is, I know this is going to be controversial, but I don't care. The current Pope is demonically possessed. He is an agent of Satan. This hasn't been true with previous popes, but this current Pope is, he's already on the record reportedly saying there is no hell. The reason he believes there is no hell, or actually why he's saying it, is because he wants everyone to think that they can act out in any way possible, that there's no consequences to being evil, because he is actually working for Satan. He's trying to turn the world evil. He's been pro-open borders, pro-illegal immigration. He's opposed liberty and the right to self-defense, which is a divine right that is supported by, frankly, not just God, but all the world religions throughout history. Every person has a right to protect their body from harm. The Pope is opposed to that divine right. This Pope has been anti-Trump. This Pope has been pro-globalist, and he has been an agent of Satan. It's very clear. It's not even questionable. So there's a lot of evil in the world we got to defeat. And by the way, the Catholic Church, I should say, this Pope, I believe, is defending many of the child molesters and child rapists who are inside the Catholic organization. I'm not anti-Catholic by any means. Most Catholics are good people. Most Catholic churches are good churches. Most people who believe in Christianity or Catholicism or Judaism and so on are good people. But at the highest levels of the Catholic Church, at the Vatican level, there is so much corruption and so much covering up of the rape of children by Catholic priests. It is unconscionable. We're talking about systemic abuse of children by Catholic priests who are being protected by the highest powers of at the Vatican. So I can't even get into all the details because you wouldn't believe it anyway. Frankly, you wouldn't believe. This is what I find often. I can cite actual facts and things that are happening right now, like DARPA rolling out a genetic doomsday weapon that enables DARPA to target certain genotypes for selected with selected weapon systems. And people will say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. That's not happening. And I say, oh, I'm citing an article in The Guardian, by the way, that cites a DARPA document that was released through the Freedom of Information Act. So you must be stupid because you think that's a conspiracy when it's actually publicly released documents. So a lot of people just don't know anything about what's happening. They think they do. They are confident that they know what's going on when the wool has been pulled over their eyes and they actually have no clue what's happening. But wrapping this up, the bottom line is we need to defeat evil. Do not compromise with evil. Do not negotiate with evil. When you encounter evil in the realm of politics or in personal life, defeat that evil in every way possible that is legal. Of course, I'm not advocating violence by any means, but defeat evil, and that's how you protect the good. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can check out one of my websites called evil.news, which documents some of this evil. Also, be sure to check out leftcult.com, which documents the cultism and tyranny of leftists. Thanks for listening and take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.